Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chav Ches. As we finish off the second parak, the parak about the payasos, and then we get into the third parak, which takes us into a little bit more about the Karban Tamid, and then hardcore Avodas Yom HaKippurim, as we will be having for the next couple of prakim, all the way through the seventh parak, until we get to the eighth parak, which is about Yom Kippur itself, Bizman Hazeh. But first, we have to finish up the second parak, which is a similar version to what we had yesterday at the end of the daf, and then most of our discussion will be on the beginning of the third parak. Says the Gemara Chav Zayin Mabez on the bottom, the Ika de Amri, Maskif La Rebbe Zeira. There are those that say that this was the question that Rebbe Zeira asked. If you remember, we had two versions of Rebbe Yochanan yesterday. What is a Zar Chayiv Misa for? Is a Zar Chayiv Misa, the first day of Rebbe Yochanan was a Zar Shesidra Samaracha Chayiv, a Zar that sets up the pyre on top of the Mizbeach, is Chayiv Misa for that? And then we spoke about how does he undo that? Does he remove it? And then he, Kohen sets it up. Does that remove the Chayiv Misa? That was the Machlokas between the Ritva, 2 days in the Tosfos Arash. But on that suggestion, Reb Zeira asked, is that possible? Is it possible that a czar who sets up the firewood on top of the Mizbech is going to be Chayiv Misa for that? Isn't the rule that Chayiv Misa is only by a real hardcore avoda? Meaning it can't be done at night. Something that can be done at night, it can't be that a czar is going to be Chayiv Misa for that. So because of that question, the Gemara ultimately switched the version of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan did not mean that a czar who sets up the ma'aracha on top is Chayiv Misa, but rather a czar who brings the two wood logs onto the Mizbeach. Separate avoda, not setting up the ma'aracha on top, but bringing the gezira etzim. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So, but that was all one version of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Zeira's question, and therefore we switch Rabbi Yochanan. So now we're going to have a different version of Rabbi Zeira's question. Not that, how can a zar be chayav misa? It's done at night. That shows it's not a real avoda. But the other, a different emphasis. The Ika de Amri, again now, second to last line. Matzav Rabbi Zeira, v'chiyesh lecha avoda, sheyesh achareha avoda, upsula bazar. Do we ever have an avoda that is not the final stage? As we have said, the two ingredients that we had earlier, Daf Chaf Dalet, for Zar b'chayav misa, on a certain avoda is, it's an avodas matana, it's something that I get, that he places, and ein acharei avoda. So yes, Reb Zeira, how could it be that setting up the firewood on top is going to be chiyav misa for a czar? After all, that's not an avoda she'ein acharei avoda, meaning it's not the final stage. What, putting the firewood on top is setting up the firewood? No! It's obviously there to burn the Evarim on. So how could you suggest, ask Reb Zeira on Reb Yochanan, that Azar is going to be Chayav Misa for just setting up the wood? The next four lines are taken out by Rashi, are taken out by the Gra, the next five lines. So we're going to go to where they pick up with it, and that's the fifth line. Ela'i Idmar Hachi Idmar. So this is the what Reb Yochanan really meant. As we said earlier, the next 15 lines are a repeat. Amar Rasi Amar Yochanan, Zar Shesita Shnei Gizri Eitzim Chayiv. Hova avoda tamahi, because it is a complete avoda, right? That's why you switch it to the Shikis Reitzim. What was the first day of thinking? What was the first day of thinking? That Reb Zeira's question here is, it's Yeshachare avoda. So the first day I maybe held that it was considered Einachare avoda. Maybe the entire setting up of the Mizbeach is a separate stage. It is a hechsher, but we can look at it as a separate stage, because after all, everything is a continuation. Right? The Trumas Hadeshen is a continuation of this, getting it ready for the next avoda. And doing one carbon is setting it up for the next carbon. So maybe it's 2 days in the Gemara, whether setting up the ma'aracha is inherently a significant action without looking forward, or no, of course you look forward, and therefore it's considered yesh achareha avoda. That could be the machlokas. That was the switch of Rabbi Yochanan again. Says the Gemara, Maskev la Rava, Elameata Tiboi Pais, if the bringing of the two wood logs is so significant that it's always going to be Chayav Misa for it, so why don't you have a pious for it? One of the four payasos, like we spat in this parak, number one, Trumas Hadeshah, number two, the Karban Tamid, bringing the limbs up, number three, the Ketores, number four, bringing the limbs from the ramp, so why don't you have another one? So the Gemara says, lo by a pious, what do you mean? It doesn't need one? Yeah, it has one. V'yotanya, Misha Zachar B'Trumas Hadeshah, and Yiske B'Sidish Shekizri Eitzim. It has a pious, we said. So Gemara says, "Hachi ka'amar yifaisu la bifnei atzma." No, it should have a pious. If it's so significant, it should have its own independent pious. We shouldn't just use it as an addition to a different pious. So the Gemara answers to that, Kidda Amrinon. Well, we answered that question earlier. What was our question? We didn't think that people would come so early for the Trumas Hadeshen. They wouldn't, the great line at the beginning of the Perek, don't compare staying up late from getting up early. It's easier to stay up late than to get up early. So we had to throw in more into the package of the Trumas Hadeshen in order to get people to come. So that was why we can't have a separate pious for it. Period. L'meimra da'avoda tama v'zar chayev ala misa v'ayah pious. So is this to tell me that the rule is, if you have a complete avoda, meaning there's nothing afterwards, and azar is chayev misa for it, those are the two ingredients that would create a independent pious for something. Ein zar chayev ala misa lo v'ayah pious, but azar, if azar is not chayev misa, there is no pious for it, v'ari shechita. What about shechita? Shechita's k'sher bizar. Not only not allowed, but allowed and maybe even encouraged. Says the Gemara, Shaini Shechita, Techilat Avoda D'Yamamah. Shechita is different because it's the beginning. Beginning Avoda, and that itself gives it significance. That might even give it significance, as we mentioned yesterday, to have the Kohen do it, L'Chadchila. Right? That was the Ritva and the Meiri earlier on Daf Chafei. Says the Gemara, Le'meimra Da'avoda Tama Ba'i Pais Avoda Shiesh Achare Avoda Lo Ba'i Pais. If it has another stage afterwards, it's not significant that it does not have its own pious varev armupadarim, right? That's the burning and does not fulfill these requirements, says the Gemara. No, sof avodah d'yamamahi. It's really connected to the yom. Ivari chumas adeshen, mishum ayesha shahaya, same exact shakla v'tarya like we had yesterday. Period. Finishing up, amar marzut shavitemer of ashi, af anana mitanino, we also learned it. Yesterday we brought this as a question, now we're bringing this as a raya. Amar lehem hamamune, tzu ure'u, imigiyas manashchita, go see if this manashchita came. This is the next Mishnah that we're best sure we're going to get to in a couple of minutes. Go check if this manashchita came, v'ilos man sidur gizire eitzam loktani. The earliest action done in the morning that they have to determine if it's light enough is the Trumas, is the Zman HaShechita. Why don't they do that for the Seder Shnei Gezrei Eitzim? It must be that could be done even at night. It's not so significant to be an Avodas Yom. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not, that's no Raya. Hach, the less late Takanta Ktani, hach, this late Takanta Loktani. Maybe that which does not have a Takana, that which would be puzzle if you do it too early, so that they have to make sure of, and that they make an announcement about, but something that you could just redo, like we spoke about yesterday, you could just redo it, so then it is not announced, because the stakes aren't as high. Okay, I don't know if we're showing up, look how far we are on Amun Aleph, and look what time it is, yeah.
When we talk about the two options, or the two requirements in order to say that you need a pious. So the second one we talked about is that it's avodah tama.
The different requirements, right? Avodah tama, right? Which means it's a complete one. Ein achareha avodah.
Right. And then he asked the question about evivar mepidurim, and he asked, sub avodah the yomahu, and then talked about shuvas adeshin. Why didn't just ask again from shechita?
Right, so shechita, because we already said that shechita is unique. Tchilas, that answer that we gave earlier might show its uniqueness, even though it's a rule breaker. It's a rule breaker in all areas, not just for the question we asked earlier, but even for the later questions. Once we say it's a rule breaker, I think the Gemara accepts that. Okay, here we go. Amar lohem hamamune. So the mamune, now we get back to the normal avoda every morning. It could be even done on Yom Kippur, but amar lohem hamamune. So the mamune says, who is the mamune? Who is the mamune? Rashi says it's the skan. Skan Kohen Gadol, Skan gets up and starts making these announcements. Other Rishonim say maybe it's not the Skan, but this is the Mamune making these announcements. Tzu u'ru'u im higi azman shechita. Go see if the time for shechita has come yet. What is this man shechita? Go see, what's the time? So the Gemara Mishnah says, im higiya, if the time came, meaning, what is the time that we're trying to figure out? Says Rashi, Tzu re'u. First of all, who's he talking to? Al hachoma o al hagag. There's somebody positioned up top on one of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Sgan is saying to him up top, go tell me if it's light enough yet. Go check it out. What's the time zman? Shechita? Rashi. Shechitas hatamid. Klomar im heir hamizrach. If the eastern sky has started getting light. Shashchita psula balayla shnemar biyom zivchachem. Because it's a special puzzle by Shechita. That's Rashi. But what's clear? It's before sunrise. The time for the Shechita Satamid is before Hanetzach Hama. It's Amud HaShachar, as we would call it, dawn. So back to the Mishnah for a moment. Im higia hara omer barkai. If it's come, the seer says barkai. That means it's gotten light. Barkai. Rashi says lashon sohar. It's gotten light. Masya ben Shmuel omer heir pene kol hamizrach. The entire eastern face of the sky has gotten light. Okay, we'll get to the next phrase in a couple of minutes, but first we have to talk about this first line. We know that the usual rule of when the halachic day starts is from Amud HaShachar, Me'ikar HaDin, but mitzvos l'chadchila are done after Netzach Hama. The Mishnah said this b'feirush in Maseches Megillah, on Daf Chaf Mebeis at the end of the second parak, Kol Hayom Kasher L'Kriyas HaMegillah, U'L'Kriyas HaHalel, U'L'Tkiyas Shofar, Tiyas Lulav, Musuf. Right, all the mitzvahs ayom are kosher the entire day, and kol alayla kosher l'ksiris alayla v'chulu. Right, and me'ikar adin, that is the rule by mitzvahs ayom and mitzvahs alayla. But as we know, in many areas of halacha, though b'di'eved, it can be done from amud hashachar. L'chatchil, it's supposed to be done after sunrise, after Netzach Hama. Right, and that applies to lulav, and applies to megillah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this all over that the real L'chadchila time for a mitzvah's hayom to start is from sunrise. So the question is, what about the shechita of the carpet tamid? All of a sudden, we have l'pashos l'chadchila from Amud HaShachar. Because they, oh, barkai, yeah. On Yom Kippur, you could say, okay, as we'll say, the Kohen Gadol gets tired, everything starts early on Yom Kippur, but what about on a regular day? Says the Malchamos, the Ramban and Brachas, on the second page of the Malchamos and Brachas. Davez Mabez. Umihu. Vadai Misha'ala Amud HaShachar. Yomu L'chol Dinim Shabbatorah. Yes, dawn, the morning pillar, as it's called, is Yom for all Dinim Shabbatorah. Umipnei She'ein Zmanu Yodua Lakol. But because it's hard to figure out exactly when dawn is, Amru b'mila v'tfila v'hazad d'bayis svira b'yom ha'netzachama davar shu barer lako shem hiktim be'elu pasal v'hama'acher eino mafsid klum she'ein hakdamasan mitzvah v'zmanon kol hayom. Says the Ramban, by all the others, there's not really any downside to wait a little bit. It's not 100% clear when dawn is. Everybody knows when sunrise is. You see the sun. Okay, do you say the rays, do you see it over the horizon, all the different degrees and different opinions about it, but whatever you choose, it's clear what that is. So if you wait a little bit, it's okay, so you did it a few minutes later. If you do it too early, it's possible. It doesn't work. So that's why by almost all mitzvos we sway, you might as well wait a little bit, because there's no downside, and it's okay. Ula inyan tamid b'mikdash d'chsiv boker. There is a special pasuk by the Karbet Tamid which tells me I have to do it as early as possible. Because of that pressure to fulfill that kiyum, so that's why, even though it's not a davar bara lakol, we take our chances a little bit. We risk it a little bit. But we do have somebody standing on the roof to make sure that it's known. V'kulon lo amron ela l'chadchila ula mitzvah. V'kulon, and he continues. That's the Ramban. Because it has that pasuk there, and there is that pressure. We tried to have it early. That is the Ramban. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch, it's a mitzvah taf aleph. He just has a different shot. He says, Kohanim Zrizim Heim. Says, by all other mitzvahs, it's open to everybody, as we have said already in this Masechta. And therefore, not everybody is as careful as the Kohanim. Kohanim or Zariz, Zrizim, and therefore, we'll have one Kohen who's appointed. They'll make sure not to do it too early, and it would be okay. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, in Yaradeya in Chelek Alev, it's on page Shinun Vav. It's in the Tshuva in Simon Kuf Pei. Rav Moshe writes, the Ashkechan, a totally different context, but he has a paragraph about our issue. The Ashkechan od davar gadol mizeh. Rav Moshe is giving an example where sometimes a bidi eved, because of other factors, becomes a lechadchila. That's Rav Moshe's context here. Totally different context about mezuzah. But Rav Moshe says, where do I have an example of this? Daha kol davar hatzarech yom l'chadchila. Everything that needs yom l'chadchila is from Netzach Hama. And b'di'evet is kosher from alos ha'shachar. V'im kein, he asked the Ramban's question, gam shchita satamid. Hayat zarech lios kein. De gam atamid hu davar shet zarech lios bayom. Ve'ein makom l'chalko mishar dvarim. Why are you splitting it? U'mikal makom ekrivu l'chadchila hatamit tekef heher mizrach shuzman rav kodem aneitzachama. Hare matzinu, says Rav Moshe, demitzad chavivus mitzvas hatamid hinhigu lasos l'chadchila kehabidi eved. Mitzad zrizus l'haktim. He says, because of the beloved nature of the carbon tamid, we want to get going with the avod already. The kohanim jumped up, and shumas hadeshen. We want to do the avod, the tamid. So we're allowed to break rules because of the chavivas hamitzvah. Not break rules to go against halacha, but to break rules to have a bidi eved become a lachadchila because it reflects chavivas hamitzvah. And Rav Moshe says, bishlama, if you say that if you want to say Elos HaShachar is L'Chadchila on a Daraisa level, so then you could say this is okay. But he said, Rav Moshe says, I think that even on a Daraisa level, Netzachama is required L'Chadchila. Right? Unlike what the Ramban gave off the impression. He says, but still I think that, but still Afalpike, and I think this could be a rule breaker. Ifke Bavadai, Gam Betamidi and L'Chalka Mishar Dvarim Shetzrichan Yom Shalachadchila Hu Achara Netz. V'dochak lomer shebitamid yesh halacha miyuchedes, like that Ramban says. L'chein tzarach lomer kedibiyarti shebishvil chavivus v'azrizus hinhigu l'chadchilo la'asos kabidi eved. That's Rav Moshe. That's what this halacha of karbitamid, of the karbitamid becoming earlier, proves to me. One final point, and that is, once we're talking about when the day starts, does the day start on Amora Shachar or an Eitzachama, remember the machlokas that we mentioned on Brachas Daf Gimel, I don't know if we mentioned it since then, we must have, and that is how to figure out Shoos Manios. How to figure out halachic hours. We know there are two major shitos, and the Minhag HaOlam is like one of them. But on every luach out there, there are always two Zman Kriyashmas. There's the Zman Kriyashma of the Magen Avram, and the Zman Kriyashma of the Gra. And then there's the Plaga Mincha of the Zman Avram, at all different times. What does that mean? So that's a simple machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Gra. The Magen Avraham calculates Shoos Manios. He splits the day up into 12 equal parts, as the Gra does, to calculate Shoos Manios. But the question is, what's the day? How do you determine what the day is? It's longer halakhic hours during the summer daytime and shorter during the winter daytime, but how do you calculate it? So the Magen Avraham says, you go from Amura Shachar to Tzeisak Ochavim. From dawn until Tzeis, you take all of that time period, meaning it's an extra about 2 hours, and you split that into 12 equal parts, and that's your halachic hour. And says the Gra, no, you go from sunrise to sunset. You go from Nes to Shkia, so it's shorter hours according to the Gra. But that's why the Gra will always have a later Zman Kriyashma. The Chazon Ish already says, the world paskins like the Gra. Right? That's why there are those that are makbid for the Kriyashma of the Magen Avraham, but the Minhag HaOlam is to rely on the Gra. There's one day of the year where the Mishnah Berurah says, and others say, that we should do Magen Avraham Zmanim, and that's Erev Pesach. As an addition to the Chumras that we have on Pesach, Erev Pesach, we try to, the Sov Zman, Sreifa and Achila, we go by the Magen Avraham, because we want to be Machmir that day to add on to the other Chumras of Pesach. But that is a major machlokas based on, the Gro also agrees, that the day, halachic day starts at Amud HaShachar. But he gives significance to Netzachama, right? Even more so than the Magen Avraham in terms of how he calculates Shoos Manios. But that's an important discussion on this first line of the Mishnah that we just learned today, that the Karban Tamid, so if anybody asks, you know, which mitzvah starts L'Chadchila at Amud HaShachar? Unlike all other mitzvahs Hayom, it's the Karban Tamid. Karban Tamid. And Rav Moshe says because of the Chavivus, the Ramban says because of the pasuk that says Boker, right? The Menachas Chinuch says because Kohanim Zrizimim, right? So all the different day is why that is. Okay, so now we continue. Says the one other ara. So we asked the person standing on top of the roof, is it light yet? The Yerushalmi, not here, the Yerushalmi elsewhere. The Yerushalmi Maseches Chulin asks, is an Eid Echa Neman B'davar Zeh? He's on the roof, nobody else sees. And he's determining for Klal Yisrael. It's light enough, yes. So Eid Echa Neman. So the Yerushalmi gives two answers. Number one, the Yerushalmi says, it's a Milsa Davidi Ligluye. It's going to be revealed anyway. You're going to know. So the rule is, by a Milsa Davidi Ligluye, lo mashaker. So the Rambam in the last halach in Hilchos Gerushin also quotes this. Right, in the context of Aguna and Eidus Isha. Right, why is a man believed? Right, the end of Yevamis, all the different kulas that we have by Eidus Isha. So one of the svaras given, there are a few of them put together, but one of them is, Well, it's a mitzvah vidil gluya. If her husband's alive, we're going to see him. He's going to be alive. So anything that's going to be revealed, so the aide knows that, and he has a chazaka that he's not going to lie about it, because he knows he could be proven wrong. Mitzvah vidil gluya. That's one day in the Yerushalmi. And then the Yerushalmi says, well, we're going to be telling a minute, because in a few minutes, we're going to see if it really starts getting light. We're going to be able to determine based on, you know, sunrise. So we're going to see. I'm just paraphrasing the Yerushalmi. We're going to be able to tell. Right? Two similar answers. But either way, the Achronim asks on the Yerushalmi, what's the question of the Yerushalmi? Eidecha nemar b'yisurin. That's the rule. Right? You need two people by a Devar Sheba Mamon or Devar Sheba Erva. But when it comes to Eidecha Nemi Bisurin, that's it, one. Why isn't one a good enough? So some Achronim say maybe there's a chazaka against him. Sometimes to override, to change a chazaka, Eidecha Nemi Bisurin is not believed neged cheskas iser. That's a big discussion. But if you say that, here there's a cheskas laila until he tells us otherwise. So that's why Yerushalmi has the discussion that it has to be overruled. That's the Chazon Yecheskel, Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky, who explains that on the Tosefta, that maybe that's what the Yerushalmi is driving at. That's what the assumption of the Yerushalmi is. Okay.
There's no chashash on tzedukim in terms of
When the tzedukim or the tzedukim against at this time.
Well, because part of it, I guess, is from the Rabbanim in terms of when they start.
Say, but there's nothing beforeish. I don't think we have any evidence that this was a machlokas of the tzedukim. That's Eidecha Nemi Bisurin. You always choshesh Hashem tzedukihi. But only when we have clear-cut machlokos between the tzedukim and the prushim, and it is known. Says the Gemara. So they asked, when he tells them, yeah, it's lit up, so we continue the Mishnah. Achim Chevron. Until Chevron. What does that mean? Let's see in a minute. Let's continue. Until Chevron. What is the evidence of Chevron? So Rashi, not here, but if you turn over the page for a minute, Rashi on Amud Beis, on the fourth skinny line, quotes the Yerushalmi. Right, not so common for Rashi to quote Yerushalmis. But Rashi here quotes the Yerushalmi, says, Kidei lahazkir zchus avos maskirin Chevron. We want to mention zchus avos when it comes to the morning. So that's why we mentioned the Yesheni Chevron. See Chevron? Right, because we want to mention the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. That's why we mentioned Yesheni Chevron. Is this only Yom Kippur, or is this every day? That's also a question. Maybe we want the Schus of the Avos on Yom Kippur, Bedafka. It's at least on Yom Kippur, but it could be the other days as well. So that is the Rashi, the Yesheni Chevron. If you look in the Ritva says no. He said, you don't have to say some fancy answer about the Yesheni Chevron. Is it like, could you see all the way down to Chevron? Could you see far down? He says, that's Yesheni Chevron. Now you don't have to worry about a deeper pshat than that. Mashma, mishum tekishahaya meir bechevron haya hashachar barur. That's clear. Avo bepirish Rashi, quotes Rashi in the Yerushalmi. Klomer, zchus avos hakvurin bechevron. 2 days in the Ritva, Rashi's Deya, and his Pashtus Deya. We continue. Why do we do all this? Back to the Mishnah. One time, there was a lot of moonlight. And they thought that it was already morning. And they shafted the carpet Tamid, and then they later realized that it was too early. And they had to burn it, right? And they blew it. They had to do another carbon tamid. So that is why we don't take our chances anymore. Good. Period. Stop. Let's continue. Horidu kohen gadol lebeis hatfilah. So what happens now? We're back to Yom Kippur morning. Let's say this took place on Yom Kippur morning as well as the other days, but they brought the kohen gadol down to the beis hatfilah. They're about to start. We're getting into it. We're about to start the avoda. We had the 7 days of preparation, that was the first parak, and we went through now the pious, assuming like the Ramban, like the pious happened on Yom Kippur morning also, and now we're starting, he's going down to the mikveh for the first time. Harida Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfilah, ask the Rishash, isn't the mikveh on the second floor? Remember we had all the structure earlier? What do you mean, Horidu? So says the Rishash, you find that even if the mikveh is higher up, when you go down into the mikvah itself, you go down. So you're right, they brought him up to the second floor, up the stairs, one of the southern lishkas, and then he went down into the bar. Right, and you find that sometimes in Navi, says the says the Rishash. Good, so they brought it down to the Beis HaTfilah right after it became light. Why couldn't... We're trying to save time on Yom Kippur. Remember, we do the Shulman Sedeshin very early. The Beis HaMikdash is already full by the time the morning comes. He has to go to the mikvah by day? Is that part of the avoda? He has to. That's what it sounds like. It's the Sfasemes Ha'ara. So why don't we just save time? Go to the mikvah by night. And then right when the daytime, then he'll run to start doing the Shechita Satamid. But it sounds like from here that you have to, that's part of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The Tevila itself has to be by day. The Afshar says the Tzvasemes Bishum Tehu Gemiri. We have a Mesorah, it must be. Techamesh Tevilos, Tovol Kohen Gadol Ba'oso Ayom Udavka Bayom. We're going to have 5 Tevilos in the Mikvah and 10 Kiddush Yodayim Ragayim. We're going to have that later on in the Mishnah, 5 and 10. So it must be that the Mesorah is that all 5 and all 10 have to be by Yom. That's what it sounds like. Continuing. Zaklal. This is the rule. Why is this rule here? We'll have to see in the Gemara. Hayabim Zaklal Hayabim Mikdash. Kala Mesach Azraglav Toan Tevila. Anyone literally who covers his legs, that means someone who goes to the bathroom in a serious way, Toan Tevila always has to go to the mikvah before they continue into the Beis HaMikdash. Bechala Meitol Mayim, but if somebody's just Matol Mayim, Meiraglayim, Toan Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. They don't have to go to the mikvah, but they have to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim from the Kiyar. There is a machlokes in the Achronim whether Mesach Raglav also requires Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, not only Tevila, also Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, or does that cover it? Does Tevila cover the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? That is also a question. That is the Sfasemes is Suffolk here, and he's not sure whether it would be required. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Barak Barkai. Right? What does that mean? See, Rashi we have on both sides. Rashi on the right side, Heir Yoser mi Barak. And it means, I'm sorry, that's the second day. Barak Barkai just means the dawn has begun. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Awa Barkai. That's a little later. A little later time you wait for. Nechuma ben Afakshion Omer, Af Barkai Bechevron. And even later, a little more degrees of light. Masya ben Shmuel, Hamamuna al Hapayasos Omer, Heyer Penei Kala Mizrach Asha Bechevron. That's the Lashon set. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Heyer Penei Kala Mizrach Asha Bechevron. V'yatsu Kalam Ish Lemalachto. End of the Brisa. And then once this happened, everybody went out to work. Really, everybody went out to work? Ihachi Nagale Tuva. People go out to work when it's much later. After it's light, really? So what do you mean they all go out to work? So the Gemara says, no. Liskar Paulam Kamrinan. The last line of the Brisa just means the Balabayas who needs workers for the day goes out in search for workers. That's an earlier stage than people who usually go out to work. You have to find the workers so that you'll be able to go out to work afterwards. Period. So that's in terms of the Lashonos. Here we go. Amar Rav Safra. Says Rav Safra, Tzluse de Avraham. The Tefillah of Avraham, which for our purposes here, as you'll see, means Mincha. When can you daven Mincha? Michi Meshachri Kosle. When the walls start getting black. That means Chatzos. At midday, as the sun starts its setting, starts going into the west, the western, right in the western sky, so that's when you can start davening Mincha. That's Rav Safra's statement. Mincha, the earliest time for Mincha, is Chatzos. Okay, a couple of points to talk about. Number one, Mincha is Tzluse d'Avraham. Right? If you would ask us, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, why is Mincha here called Tzluse d'Avraham? So, this is a question of the Rishonim. Look at the Tosfos Yishonim on the bottom. V'yim tomar ha'amrinam b'perak tfilas ha'shachar Yitzchak tikin tfilas mincha. Shemar v'yisei Yitzchak l'suach basadeh. Yitzchak did it. So two important deos in the Tosfos Yishonim. It's like for a parsha shir, but it's right here. First deo, v'yesh lomar di'achar shetikna Yitzchak haya omer gam Avraham. Yes, it was Yitzchak's tfilah, but the Zeta said it. After Yitzchak made it, he thought it was a great idea. So Avram started saying it after Yitzchak was masaking it. Kach Piresh Rabbeinu Tam. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. It still just begs the question of, so why do you call it Tzluse d'Avraham if Yitzchak made it up? So that Avram did it. So we all do it. It's not our tefillah. So maybe we'll get back to that question. Inami, second answer, Amar Rebbe, to mikol makom, haya omra Avraham mitchila. Avram really davened all the tefillos before. Ella shelo atza klal l'kol b'nei beso ad shetikna Yitzchak. Avram did it. He just didn't establish it as a law for his descendants. That was up to Yitzchak. That was Yitzchak. Avram did all the mitzvahs, but it's not like he decided. Why? So then you have to ask the question, why? So why didn't Avram? So now you can already say that Avram is more connected to Shachris. Yitzchak is somehow connected to Mincha Mor, the Mesiris Nefesh that Yitzchak signifies and symbolizes. That's Mincha, like the Torah writes at the beginning of Hilchos Mincha, that Mincha is the most special tefillah. It's the hardest one. You're in the middle of the day. Shachris, you wake up in the morning, you daven. Ma'ariv, you daven. Right before you go to sleep. Mincha, you're in the middle of everything. You have to stop and daven, says the Torah. That's why it's the most precious tefillah. The Aruch HaShulchan also has an unbelievable formulation. The Aruch HaShulchan says that why is Mincha the most special? It's like the Ne'ilah of every day. It's the last tefillah Yadavin. The doors are closing for this halachic day. That gives it special significance. He calls it the Ne'ilah of every day. That's Mincha. Mincha every day. The only day that Mincha doesn't have that special quality is Yom Kippur. Because then you actually have Ne'ilah. Anyway, so this is why it's called Avram and Yitzchak, because maybe Avram did it also. So he was the first one to do it according to that day, and that's why we give him the credit. If you look at the Ritva here asks the same question. They all ask the same question. Why is it called that? Pirshua Gaonim. The Gaonim already quote this, have this problem, says the Ritva. Before the Rishonim. V'chein kaza b'sefer ha'aruch, da Avram lav dafka. Ela tfilas ha'avos. It means tfilas ha'avos kulam. It means the tfila. Tilo, that's what it means. V'nakat Avraham shehu av l'kulam v'ikaram. He's the av of the kulam. Yes, it's mincha, but it's also davening in general. The avos daven, and Avram was the first one. And then he says, ah, Yitzchak specifically was pesachin. Tears of Atosas, dav Avram ayim mispala, al mreisha tikin l'chal ha'olam v'chulu. So really, he adds on, maybe, again, Tosas Yishanim said that, oh, Avram did it after Yitzchak. Made it. Number two, Avram did it, but Yitzchak was the one that was mechayev it for generations. Number three, the Gaonim say, it's a general tfilos, Avram. A fourth daya. Great opinion. The Tosfos Rid right here in Yuma says, well, remember, we have a machlokas, a Maseches Brachas that we all remember, and that is tfilos keneged avos tiknum or keneged tfidim tiknum. So this opinion must hold keneged tfidim tiknum. Tfidim, and Avram did kol haTorah kula, and he holds Kneged Tvidim. Nothing to do with Yitzchak. Ein machlokes. That's the Tosfos read here. He says, V'rasafra sphere like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Tomer chachamim tiknum, Kneged Tvidim, Ulekaman amrinam, Avram kiyim, kol haTorah kula, even mitzvos, dir Rabbanan. So, great discussion in the Rishonim. Number one. Number two discussion is, actually, let's continue. Now we have the next line. Every line here is jam-packed, as you'll see. Amar of Yosef, Anan me Avraham nekum benigmar. Are we supposed to learn from Avraham? What's that question? So Rashi says that question is, Avram davened early right after Chatzos. Avram was a Zariz. Are we on the level of Avram? We have such Zrizus? Like Avram Avinu? Is it possible for us to learn from Avraham? Let's continue the Gemara along with that question. Then we'll come back to learn the second one. Amar Rava, yeah, why not? Tana gamar me Avraham, v'anan lo gamar yinam yinay. What do you mean? We already know. We learn halachas from Avraham, yes. Yes, we can. It's possible. And we're not going to learn v'atetanya. After the world, the Brisa says, v'yom ha'shmini, yimo basara laso, melamei shekol ha'yom kasher l'mila, the whole day is kasher for bris mila, ela shazrizin makdim in l'mitzvahs. But zrizin, sh'neam mar v'yashkem Avraham ha'boka, v'yavosh yishcham ha'ro. He got up early. We're mixing and mashing there, the Akedah and bris mila. Right, Chazal do that with these psukim, but you see, we do learn from Avraham. So what's the problem? So we're about to say, you're right. We're going to ask a different question on Rav Safra Shita. Right, nothing to do with Avraham Avinu. But that's one flow of the Gemara. But if you look in the Ritva, or if you look on the side here in the little letters, the Aruch quotes a different shot of the question. Can we learn from Avraham? He was before Matan Torah. Ein lemeidim mikodem Matan Torah. How do we learn halacha from a story that happened before Maimid Har Sinai? That's the question of the Gemara. Says the Ritva, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, he quotes Rashi, Umi yuchal lo yod zariz kemoso, aval Rabbeinu Tam zal, v'yaname Avram nigmar, shayakodem at the Torah, havadai maida avid lagarme avad. He did what he did for himself. It's a halachic question. Right? How could you learn from before Mamre Sinai? And you see on the side, he quotes the Aruch. Hech nilman me'avram shekiyim ha-Torah ashlo nitna. Ve'elonu lomod elo miminhag nevi'im. Me'preishenogu ba'alach ha-Moshe mi'Sinai. We learn from later on. The ayin tosas mo'ed katan, in the name of the Yerushalmi, de'en lemedim mikodem matan Torah. So that is a huge discussion that we have had in the past of whether one is allowed to learn from before matan Torah. And the Rambam says it clearly. The Rambam, the most clear formulation is in the Pirush Mishnayis in Chul and Adaf Kuf, where the Rambam says that the reason that we do mitzvahs today is not because of Abraham and Noach and Yaakov and Yitzchak. That's the history of the mitzvah. But the reason that we do mitzvahs b'zman hazeh is because Moshe Rabbeinu told us to do mitzvahs at Har Sinai. The history of Milah is earlier, Avram Avinu. But the reason we do mitzvahs, says the Rambam, I'll just read you his lashon again, as I've read many times, but this is a key one, and this is one of the amudim in Shas that you have to do it. V'sim libcha l'klal ha'gadol hazeh. Listen to the major rule. It's based on a mishnah in Chulin, which we're not going to get into now. Shatat tzarech l'das. Shekol mash anu nizhar mimenu ha'osim osu hayom. Everything that we do today, says the Rambam, 800 years ago, and it applies today also. Ein anu osim zos elam ibnei tzibli Hashem al yidei Moshe. The reason that we do mitzvahs, or don't do averos, is because Hashem told Moshe, and Moshe told us, Lo mipnei shehashem tziva b'kach l'neviim shekadmuhu. Not because Hashem told any navi beforehand. Dugma l'kach, Abram and Achai is not because of Noach, and Mila is not because of Abraham, v'chulu, and Gidanash is not because of Yaakov Avinu. It's because Moshe Rabbeinu told us. And what's my big raya? Because Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us Taryag Mitzvahs. Taryag Mitzvahs never know the Moshe Misinai. Right? It doesn't say 606 with 7 holdovers. Or even less, right, with more holdovers. No, we got 613 at Har Sinai. Says that's the message. And this comes up many times. Just one example out of all of them that we've quoted. The first Rambam in Hilchos Avelos, where the Rambam says, Avelos midoraisa is one day. And that's only if it's Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKavura, death and burial on the same day. One day. The Rambam asks on himself, how could I say that the brothers, next week's Parsha, the brothers sat Shiva for Yaakov 7 days. Isn't that the greatest source midoraisa that you have? In the Torah, it says you have to sit Shiva for 7 days. It says the Rambam nitna Torah v'nischat shalacha. No, what the brothers did have nothing to do with us. The brothers sat for 7 days, but Moshe Rabbeinu told us one day. That's it. Right, and that's okay, because that was before Matan Torah. But that's Gufa the Gemara's question here, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, and according to the Aruch. How can we learn from Avram Avinu? So what's the answer then? If that's the question, according to Rashi, what's the question? How can you learn from Avram? He's so amazing. No, we still learn from Avram. So what's the answer to the question here? How can we learn from Avram? It's before Matan Torah. So what's the answer? Zrizus? Ah, so Rabbi Yosef Engel says many places, right, in all his farim, he says, when the Yerushalmi says, Ein lemeidim mikodem matan Torah, that means hardcore mitzvos. But midos and hashkafos, and the how to do the mitzvah, so that you can learn from beforehand. Meaning, what do we learn? Zerizim akdim lemitzvahs, we learn beforehand. What does Lavan say? Right? Lo yeasa kebim kameinu, lo seisa tzeiru lefnei abachira. So that's, the older child marrying first, if possible, right? If there's no other counter pressure. Right? These ideas that you learn from before Matan Torah, hashkafis and zrizus and other arvus. Arvus is a hardcore halacha, but the concept also fits into mutual responsibility. You'll learn it from this week's Parsha, Anochi Arvenu, Yehuda. There are many various Kinyan Chazaka, you might learn from Avraham, Kumisalik Ba'aris La'arko L'rachma. So there are certain ones, but they could be generalized in terms of Hashkafic Midos types of halachas. Again, some of them you have to work more for, but that helps solve some of the issues. But that's the answer to the Gemara according to that version. Okay, back to the Gemara. So Ella Hachi Elama Rava Rav Yosef Hachi Gashalei. Rava said, no, this is what Rav Yosef was bothered by. Again, Rav Safra's statement was, Mincha can be done right after Chatzos. Can have a Mincha right after Chatzos. So this is what Rav Yosef was bothered by. Titznan, the Mishnah says, Psachim. When's the earliest you can bring the carbon tamid? Chal Arve Psachim Lios Be'erev Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos. That is the busiest day in the base. Erev Pesach is the busiest day in the base of Mikdash always. Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos is even crazier. Right? Why? Because you have to finish everything early enough. So what's the halacha? You do the karbet tamid at the earliest possible time, because as we learned back in Psachim, the one exception to the rule, usually all karbanos have to be brought before the Tamid Shel Ben Harabayim. Every karban, that's called the Aseh de Hashlama. Aleha Hashlem Kol Karbanos Kulam. The karban tabit is the last karban, with one exception. The karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is brought after the karban Tamid. So if you have millions of karbanos Pesach to be brought, you got to do the karban Tamid as early as possible. And that's why you do it early on Erev Pesach. And Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, the earliest. When's that? 6:30. A half hour, half halachic hour after Chazos. Nishcha b'sheish v'mechza, v'kar b'shev v'mechza. V'nishcha d'imi b'michi m'shach b'kosli. 1 minute, according to you, Rav Safra, you could have a mincha after Chazos. Why is that pashtus? Because it's parallel to the Karban Tamid, so you should be able to bring the Karban Tamid after Chazos. You get an extra half hour in there. So why do you delay it? That's his question. Says the Gemara, my kushya, what do you mean? I don't understand. What's the problem? Three answers to the question. Dilma kosle de beis hamigdash b'sheishu mechsa mishachri. Mishum de lo machav nituva. Rashi explains, the walls of the beis hamigdash are thicker at the bottom and thinner on top. So the shade of the sun only shades the wall a little later. You go by where you are, says the first day of the Gemara. The shade starts later. That's why. You're right, fundamentally, I agree. But you go by where you are. That's why you couldn't bring the Karban Tamid until later. Right, according to this day, again, big discussion in the Achronim. Right, we discussed this in the past too. Shkia, all the different times of the day. Do you go by where you are geographically or, right, topographically? Right, where you are on the mountain. Right, let's say you live in a valley. Right, does that have different times for when Shabbos starts than if you live on a mountain? Right, the Gemara says in Shabbos, if you remember, right, one of the Amoraim said, I would love to be those who start Shabbos in Tveria and end Shabbos in Tzipori. Why? Because Tveria is all the way down by the Kinneret, and that's why, right, the sun, you lose the sun earlier, and Tzipori is all the way on top, right, by Mitzvah Shea over there, by Tzipori, right, that's they end Shabbos later. So you see, it goes by where you are. Right, Shlomo Zalman's story that I like to quote. Shlomo Zalman, that he once asked one of his Talmidim who got back from Chutz La'aretz, he was very excited. He says, did you see the skyscrapers? He says, yeah, what do you mean? He says, did you see the skyscrapers? Shlomo Zalman was so, Shlomo Zalman never left Eretz Yisrael. Right? So he was so excited about the skyscrapers. He said, well, Rebbe, what are you so excited about? He says, do you know if you have two babies born at the exact same time, one on the 150th floor and one on the third floor, they might have their brisim at the same different times. If they're born right around Shkia time, or someone's on hell, you go by where it is. If somebody's born up on top, it can still be daytime. If somebody's born all the way on the bottom, it might be nighttime already. But that's based like this type of line. There are a couple of lines in Shas. Like that line in Shabbos, like this line here, it sounds like you go by where you are. And that's why, don't ask me, from that the Beis HaMikdash, 6.5 hours. Number one. Number two, Inami, Shani Avram, Distagnitis Gedolo Haiso Bilibo. He was really smart. He knew astrology well, and that's why Avraham could start at Chatzos. But none of us could start at Chatzos. We will get, we might mess it up. Inami or Mishav the Zakim Yoshev Yeshiva Havi. Not because he was, an expert in astrology, but he was, just an expert in general. He was Zakain v'Yoshev b'Yeshiva. Right? He was a Chacham, and therefore he would have special, siyata d'shmaya and chachma that he wouldn't make the mistake. Damar Chaim bar Chanina, miyamei shal avoseinu lo pirshi yeshiva mayhem. All of our great biblical figures, they never had yeshiva separate from them. What's yeshiva? Yeshiva means always sitting and able to study and learn. Hayyab b'mitzrayim yeshiva yimam, sh'neamar, lech b'yasavta ziknei Yisrael. Right, they're called ziknei Yisrael. A zakin is mishakana chachma. Hayyab b'midbar yeshiva yimam, sh'neamar, esfal yeshiva mishmi ziknei Yisrael. Avram avinu, Zakein v'yoshev yeshiva haya. Shneamar v'Avram zakein baba yamim. Yitzchak avinu zakein v'yoshev yeshiva haya. Shneamar v'yigi zakan Yitzchak. Right, they're all called zakeinim. Yaakov avinu zakein v'yoshev yeshiva haya. Shneamar v'enei Yisrael kavdu mizoken. Continuing. Eliezer evet Avram zakein v'yoshev yeshiva haya. Shneamar v'yomer Avram el avdo zakan beiso. Hamoshe v'chala shalom. Once we're talking about that pasuk, Amar Belazar, Shem Moshel b'Torah's Rabo. What does it mean, Moshel? He rules over the Torah of his Rab, meaning he was able to give over Avram Avinu's Torah. Hu Damesek Eliezer, Amar Belazar, She Dole Umashke mitorah social Rabo la'achirim. That's Damesek, right? Dole Umashke. He takes from Avram's Torah and is able to give it over to others. Period. Stop there for a minute. So, what is Lamaisa Lamaisa, the earliest time you could have a mincha? So, we know the mincha gedola. 6.5, not like Rav Safra. What happens with the Eved if you held like Rav Safra? What happens with the Eved? It comes up at this time of year sometimes. right? That you think it's really early, mincha gadola. So you daven and you're like, uh-oh, I daven 10 minutes too early. I thought it was this or that. Or, let's say in the summer months, sometimes in Chutz La'aretz, the mincha gadola gets as late as 1:45, 1:47, sometimes, New York time in the summer. And let's say there are some minyanim that have a 1:30 minyan all summer. So there is a day, the name of Shem Rav Moshe, that Chatzos is always 1 o'clock. Okay, let's say you don't hold like that. Let's say you daven after Chatzos, before Mincha Gedola. Is it like davening Shachris in the middle of the night? Is it at the wrong time? So the Mishnah Berurah has 2 days about this. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Lama Gimel says, it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that you're not Yotze. That's what it sounds like. But he says, Yesh Miachron in the Sphere Lehu Dav L'Chachila. He says, even though, I'm sorry to get started from the beginning. Mashma dekodem lachen lo yotzei afilu b'di'evet. That's the pashas of the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham. But then he says, other achronim say that this half hour is really just a safety net that Chazal put. On a Daraisa level, you could start davening Minchat Chatzos, like Rav Safra says. But there's a safety net, because we're not sure, like these days in the Gemara, like Avraham Avinu was more expert, so that's why we wait. So if you say it's just a safety net, then b'di'evet, you would not daven again. So Lamaisa, he says in the Shari Tzion, Tzarech Iyun Lamaisa. Tzarech Iyun, what to do? Because did Chazal wipe out that half hour, even though it's a safety net or not? I'm not sure. So I want you to just be careful, the Mishnah Berurah says, about when one starts davening. Okay, we continue. What's the best time to daven mincha? What's the best time to daven mincha? So that's a machlokah between the Rambam and the Tur. The Rambam says beferish. The best time to daven is mincha kitana. The Rambam says that. Why? Because the Rambam says, the only reason there's such a thing as mincha gedola is because Erev Pesach falling on Erev Shabbos. And that's when they brought the Karban Tamid then. That's why there's a concept of mincha gedola. Without that one day every 4 years, there would only be mincha kitana. So the Rambam says, mincha kitana is the ikar. Right, Erev Pesach, Shcholi is the Erev Shabbos. Your yod, Rambam's lashon is, it's a mitzvah to daven mincha b'mincha ketana. If you daven mincha gedola, yatsa. That's the Rambam's lashon and Hilchas Tefillah. But that's the Rambam. The Tur says the time for mincha is mincha gedola. So notice machlokas the Rambam and the Tur. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Right, Zvizim Magdim el mitzvahs that says the Tur. I mean, that's the Tur Svara. But either way, that's whatever one picks is fine. Says the Gemara now, famous Chazal, Amar Rav, King Avramavino called Darkula, Avramavino was behind the entire Torah, Shneamar, Ekev, you could have 3 hours of shir on this, but I'll try to let you out. Ekev, Asher Shama, Avram, Bekoli, Vechulu, Amalei, Rav Simi, Baruch Yel Rav, Eima, Sheva Mitzvahs, what does it mean? Maybe that only means the Sheva Mitzvahs. He listened to my voice, so Ha'ikanami Mila, well, we know he did Bris Mila too, so it can't just be the Sheva Mitzvahs. The Eima, Sheva Mitzvahs, Umila, maybe it's the Sheva Mitzvahs plus Mila. No, Amalei Imkein Mitzvosai V'Sorosai Lamali. What's that extra phrase? It sounds like more inclusive, and therefore it must include more Kol Torah Kula. Amar Rava V'Itema Rav Ashi Kiem Avram Avinu Afilu Eruve Tavshilin. Even Erev Tavshilin, the Mitzvah Drabanan to remember Shabbos when Yontif falls before it. Avram Avinu even did that. Shneamar Torosai. Achas Torah Shebachsav, the Achas Torah Shebalpeh. Everything. So, four big discussions. Maybe we'll have one of them, or two of them now. Maybe we'll have a Daf Be'in Shir about this next week. Question number one that's dealt with is, the most common question right here, why Erev Tavshilin? Out of all the mitzvahs that the Torah could have picked, out of all the mitzvahs Derabbanan that the Gemara could have picked, why is this mentioned? The Tosfos Yeshanim asks this and does not give an answer. Lo yada, Rebbe, amai nakar hach mitzvah, amai kila le tfei mikulu. Even this one. Lama gara, why is this worse? That's the Tosfos Yeshanim. The Ritva here, Ritva's crucial on today's daf. The Ritva here says, why Erev Tavshilin? Because, v'nire, tahainu kilusa, she'ena elo lezecher ba'alma, she'yivr maniyafa l'shabbos, v'yakilu ba'desagi b'kezayis, l'chola omdim b'tocha tchum. It's a din derabanan, but it's kind of just a zecher. It's not a hardcore Megillah, Neiros Chanukah. Erev Tavshilin, try to do it. You know, if you don't do it, it's okay. Be yotzei with the Rav, and one kezayis for everybody. It's a low-level mitzvah derabanan. Okay. But then you have the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma writes in Vayishlach that there's another chazal, that Yaakov Avinu was Koveya Tchum Shabbos. Koveya Tchumin. So Avraham Avinu was Erev Tavshilin, and Yaakov was Koveya Tchumin. How does each one reflect their own personalities? Avram Avinu was about spreading Torah, spreading the monotheism, going out and having the spiritual parade and Makariv the world. That's Avram Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu continued Avram's work, and then Yaakov decided, right, now I have the Shiftei Ka. Now I have to have separation. Now I have to strengthen what I have. He goes to Goshen in this week's Parsha. He doesn't go out and spread. That's not what he's interested in. Yaakov does not missionize like Avram Avinu did. Yaakov is, right, Shiftei Ka, I have to strengthen from within. So, says the Meshech Chachma, Erev Tavshilin, what's it based on? Why are you allowed to make Erev Tavshilin? Guests might come, Hobek Leila Archim, right, and you want to have enough food for everybody. That reflects Avram Avinu's Avoda. What's Yaakov? Kava Tchumen. Mitchum Adkan Vesulo. He says he had borders. He says that's Yaakov Avinu's. That's the Meshech Chachma in Vayishlach and Paraglam Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches. Number one. The other issue to mention, maybe we'll talk about this next week, is, so he kept calling Torah Kula, and as did all the other Avos. So what about the quote-unquote transgressions? What about Yaakov marrying two wives? What about Yaakov building a matzeva? What about... So there is a day in the Tshuva of the Ramah that says only Avraham. Only Avraham. So that's maybe in the Gemara, but the Midrashim have it. Yaakov Avinu says, right, Tarek Mitzvah Shamarti. Right, we have other chazals by other avos, but that's one answer. It's like, oh, only Avram Avinu. We don't find Averos by Avram Avinu. Unless you say it's Basa B'chalav by the Malachim, but it also is separate. It's not really a Basa B'chalav. But that's another major issue. The other two issues to bring up, just to ask the questions now, and feel free to do your own homework, and that is, how did Avram keep Shabbos? Goyish Shabbos Chai Misa. Was Avram a mini-Jew at the time? Was he a super goy? Mini-Jew? Ben Noach? What was he? Was he allowed to keep Shabbos? Did he violate somehow? Okay, that's a question that's dealt with. This is all the Achronim. Get into the act on this. And number four is, he kept calling Torah Kula before it was given, so why did he wait for Bris Milah to be commanded? Right? He waited. That's out of all the mitzvahs. So there are various answers to that question. Maybe that's, Godla Mesuva V'yosa, Mishayin Mesuva V'yosa. Right? It's greater to be commanded. By all other mitzvahs, you can do them now and do them again later after you're commanded. Bris Milah you can only do once. So he wanted to wait till he was commanded, Gadol HaMetzuvah V'yoseh. One answer. Or the other answer, here there's counter pressure, there's an Isser of Chavallah. You can't wound yourself unless there's a mitzvah to do wounding. Or the third, just to mention, we'll end with this, the third suggestion given by a number of the Achronim, this is again the Meshech Chachma and the Brisker Rav, maybe there's no mitzvah of Milah until there's a Shem Arel. You're not an Arel until Hashem gives you the mitzvah of Milah. So Mamela, there was no mitzvah yet. The situation did not exist. Right? There's no mitzvah. There's no RL until there's a tzivui. And if there's no RL, then there's no mitzvah mila. It's just mutilating. So that's why he couldn't do the mitzvah yet. And that's why it's meduyik. Right after he got the tzivui, it says he fell on his face. V'yipalapana. So it says the Meshech Chachma there, by that pasuk, he says, why did he fall on his face? He spoke to Hashem 10 times earlier. All of a sudden, he falls on his face out of Mora Hashem. No, but now he's an RL. Now he got the Siva, now he's an RL, and now he falls on his face. Again, there's a lot here, but Hashem, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue with tomorrow's daf. Again, tomorrow's also. You have the famous line of Esther, Sof Kol Anisim, right, the day after Hanukkah, 2 days after Hanukkah it'll be. But Hashem, we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here.